Alleged homicide shooter turns himself in. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A man has turned himself into the Stark County Sheriff's Office related to a 2017 Beach City double homicide. According to a statement from the Stark County prosecuting attorney on Wednesday, Jacob Stockdale was indicted alleging that he purposely murdered his mother, Catherine, and brother, James, on June 15, 2017 at their Beach City home. Jacob suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound to his face, causing him to undergo extensive medical treatment. The prosecutor's office was notified of his walking and communicating progress. His case was presented to the Stark grand jury, and he will be arraigned on Friday in the Stark Common Pleas Court. The Stockdale family was known throughout the local area as band performers. A man is changing his life around after a reckless pursuit earlier this year. Rufus Gillespie appeared Thursday in court for his sentencing. However, Judge Edward O'Farrell decided to ponder the case over the weekend. On April 5th, the 34-year-old man was pulled over for a traffic stop by New Philadelphia police, fled the scene, causing a 15-block pursuit before Gillespie struck a patrol cruiser and overturned. During the hearing, Tuscarawas County Assistant Prosecutor Scott Diedrich pointed out that while Gillespie has been in counseling, there still needs to be some consequence for his actions.
How many people's lives that he put in peril? Besides himself, his passenger, Captain Dusenberry, may not have been able to go home to his family that day from Mr. Gillespie's conduct.
Defense attorney Patrick Kuzma spoke about the difficult home life Gillespie was experiencing at the time, that he made the decision to become intoxicated but has since turned his lifestyle around.
I understand the egregious nature of this man's acts, but I do believe this is that rare exception that we see once in a while of somebody who has had that psychic change, that has woke up, and I believe by his actions, he has demonstrated that to the court.
At least 10 community members were in attendance supporting Gillespie as he continues with a support program, celebrates 7 months of sobriety at the beginning of October, and has made better life choices.
I recognize that I needed the help. And with the people that are involved in my life now, I didn't have before. I didn't have nobody there to sit down and talk to me and tell me, Rufus, this is not the way to go. Come and talk about this. You don't have to drink about that. I have those people in my corner now.
Judge Edward O'Farrell decided to hold the final sentencing until Monday, but encouraged Gillespie to continue to make correct decisions regardless of the sentencing outcome. A local student is heading to Columbus this weekend to be recognized as a champion of change. Logan Kazelman, a junior at Dover High School, will receive an award by the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Prevention Association of Ohio for his commitment to prevent substance abuse and other risky behaviors. Kazelman is now the leader of Dover's Youth to Youth program after learning about the program as an eighth grader in middle school.
Seen what they did, and I really liked what they did, so I wanted to get involved. We mentor kids in the middle school. We do a bunch of different projects throughout the year. We try to stay on three big projects and then do smaller projects throughout the year, too.
He also attends Tuscarawas County Anti-Drug Coalition meetings to offer feedback and says it's a great way to make a difference.
Youth-led prevention is more important than just like adults teaching the students because they want to hear more from us than what they do from the adults. They get to understand it more because they're more of our age.
Kazelman adds that the award is confirmation he is helping to make an impact at Dover and in the community. He will receive recognition Sunday in Columbus at the ADA PAO Social Celebrating Champions of Change event. And in state news, the former Republican senator running for Ohio governor says the allegations of a woman who has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault must be taken seriously. Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine told the Associated Press Thursday senators must allow the hearing process to play out before drawing conclusions. Democratic rival Richard Cordray believes the Senate needs to delay the nomination vote on Kavanaugh, calling allegations against him deeply troubling. And in sports, the Big Z Sports Show starts tonight at 5. The crew will lead you up to kickoff for all of your local games with their game breakdowns for Week 6. Halftime show is at 8, postgame is at 10, and scoreboard updates and live look-ins keep you updated all night long until 11. You can always stream 99.9 online at WTUZ.com. And in 10 innings, Cleveland fell to Kansas City 2-1. The Tribe is at the Royals again tonight at 8 o'clock. Mike Clevenger will pitch for the Indians. Pittsburgh lost to the Cubs 3-1. 3-0 yesterday. The Reds had the day off, and tonight, the Pirates and Reds start a 3-game series to end their regular seasons. A high-scoring game last night on Thursday Night Football, the LA Rams defeated the Minnesota Vikings 38-31. Sunday, the Browns are at the Raiders, the Bengals are at the Falcons, and Pittsburgh welcomes Baltimore. Your news this morning is brought to you by the First National Bank of Denison, with offices in Denison, Dover, Janayton, Hutton, Shunbrun, and the South Side in New Philadelphia. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
First National Bank of Denison is introducing a new app that's like your own personal assistant when it comes to using and monitoring your debit card. Mobile Money is an app that instantly allows you to manage your card anytime, anywhere. You'll receive instant alerts based on your purchases. If your card is lost or stolen, just turn it off right from your phone. Download Mobile Money from the App Store or Google Play today. If you have questions, stop by First National Bank in Denison, Dover, Janayton, Hutton, Shunbrun, and Southside.
This is Brian Williams from the First National Bank of Denison. Since 1933, First National has been a leader in helping area residents purchase new cars and trucks. We've also helped those same people as their children grow into their first vehicle. So when you're ready for that new car or truck, for yourself or your child, start your engines and come to the bank that has strong local roots in auto financing. We are the First National Bank of Denison.
Online at fnbdenison.com or use their new mobile app to view accounts and transfer funds. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This Friday starts with patches of fog and clouds. Happy to report that the sun will break through today. Afternoon high temperature in the upper 60s as the sky becomes mostly sunny. Mostly clear this evening. We'll see the sky become mostly cloudy overnight tonight. Low temperature 52. Saturday we'll start the day with clouds, more sun in the afternoon. A little cooler, high 66. Mostly clear Saturday night with a cool low of 47 into Sunday morning. Sunday looks nice with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 72. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, and at WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.